I don't know if you've ever thought about how much trust we have to quite honestly drive. Because you have to trust other people that A, they will see you, B, that they won't hit you, and that you won't, and you see them and won't hit them. That, and not only does it make it worse around some of these areas that kind of like the roads don't go straight through intersections, but they kind of like zigzag, that you have to trust that the car next to you sees the zigzag and actually zigzags versus, as I'm sure most of you have seen, cars just keep on going straight into the wrong lane. And it makes it worse whenever traffic is happening because some people tend to do some stupid things when there's a bunch of people and they're quote-unquote in a rush. And I bring that all up because it is amount of trust that we have, that we have to put in, quite honestly, other people. That it's, we can only so much control, if you will, traffic. We can only so much control other people's actions. We can control, to a certain sense, defensive driving and pay attention to all this stuff to try to avoid accidents. But at the same time, there's points where we can't. That there's points where we can't control everything, that we just have to trust that it will work. And of course, we do this throughout our lives, even if you know it or not. But yet, we still live our lives trusting other people. And of course, I bring this all up because I think at times, even though we trust people all the time in various situations, do we trust God that way? Because I think the answer is possibly. Because I think a lot of us know, and at least I hope everybody here knows, that we know that God is trustworthy. That we know that God will have our good. But do we actually practice those actions? I think that practicing the actions of actually putting our full faith and trust into God is where we can go wrong. Because sure, I bet most of us know, oh, God's trustworthy, he'll never do us any harm. But yet our actions might speak differently. And I think that's ultimately what can happen in our lives is that we put our faith and trust in other things, but we don't put our faith and trust into quite honestly, the being that is the most trustworthy. That God will always have our back no matter what. That God will always provide for us. That it's not something he's going to do every here and now, but he will provide for us even if we don't pay attention to him. And of course, that's all throughout the first reading and the gospel reading today with the widow trying to gather sticks, that she was asked to provide bread. Even though she didn't have enough, and I'm sure in her head, when he was asking that, was like, I want that. Why should I give that to you? And not only with that, too, in the gospel reading today, is that we hear about this widow putting in all her livelihood, that all these other people were putting in from their surplus, their extra wealth that they could put in. But this person put in everything that she had. And more of a side note, widows in that time really didn't have jobs or any way of actually making money. So any money that she had was pretty much all that she had. That it was hard for widows to come around money. That she was putting everything, she was putting her faith, she was making that leap of faith to trust God, that God will provide for her. That both of these women were doing just that. They were asking God and actually doing the trust. Not just thinking in their head, but actually providing that action. And I think that's the beauty of these two readings is that it shows us that we need to have that faith just as these two women did. To have that faith that we can fully and completely trust God in our lives because there's stuff in our lives is uncontrollable. Stuff that quite honestly the only thing you can do is pray to God. I'm Sure, we come across situations like that, that we're, in a sense, completely hopeless. We can't control everything. We can't control the situation, whatever's going on in our lives. The only thing we can do is pray to God. And that's what I think Christ is trying to tell us today, is that, is to trust God in our actions. To not just think, oh, I trust him, and then control things. But to actually trust God. Quite honestly, there's no magic pill that you, or a magic switch that you can turn on that you instantly trust God in our actions. That the only way to truly do that is by actually trusting him, by actually doing those actions. To actually take that leap of faith like the two women in the readings today. To take that faith with God. Because God will and does have your back. And will provide for what you need. Maybe not what you want and what you think you want. But he will provide for what you need. And that's ultimately what we hear in the readings today. Is that God still took care of those women. That one didn't run out of flour for over a year. And we don't hear about the other one, but I'm sure he took care of her. That ultimately God will take care of you just as he did with these women. So that's why I want to leave with you and challenge you this week. Is to put our actions and trust in God. Not just know it in our head, but truly, actually do it.